Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now, it is consensus four-star inside linebacker Noah Sewell, who had arguably one of the biggest weeks we've seen at the Rivals Five-Star Challenge, proved that he is one of the best prospects in the country, and certainly showed that he is in the discussion for five-star status. Noah, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Just finished practice. We're about to go grab it up as a football team.
So you go to the Rivals Five-Star Challenge, and I think for you, one of the big things that different scouts wanted to see, that you wanted to prove, was that you could move in space. You certainly proved that. What did you weigh in at, and how did you feel in terms of how well you moved? Because the film certainly looks like, the highlights certainly look like you move well.
We're in at 270, and I mean, I didn't let that get to me because I know what I could do. So I just had to prove the doubt is wrong.
You did some running back drills to create some separation as well. Mm-hmm. Did you go into this camp with the business mentality to say, I need to show people that I am an inside linebacker and not a future D lineman? Or were you just kind of going out there having fun experimenting?
I mean, a little bit of both. But first, it's just me doing business, just making sure that everyone knows who I am and what I can do on the field. And there's no doubt what I can do on the field.
So, level with me here. It's called the five-star challenge for a reason. Part of the reason that guys go is to earn that fifth star. Do you care? Does it matter to you if you earn that fifth star? How do you feel about ratings?
I mean, I see myself as a fifth-star linebacker. I just hope I could show that other people know that I'm a fifth-star.
Oregon's among your top schools. Part of that is because your brother, Panay Sewell, is at Oregon and absolutely killed it as a left tackle early in the season, suffered an injury and came back late in the year, but certainly looks like a future NFL prospect. What's your relationship like right now with Oregon?
It's real close, to be honest, because I know everyone there, Coach Cristobal, Coach Wilson, Coach Avalos, they're all like family to me. It's just a real close and tight relationship that we have.
We're talking to Noah Sewell, the number two inside linebacker in the country. Not only is he looking to get to number one, but he's also looking for that fifth star. Oregon's on his list, near the top of his list, along with a number of other schools. And part of the reason Oregon's up there is the relationship with your brother. How realistic is it that you could potentially join your brother in Eugene? Is that a goal of the families? Is that a goal of yours?
We always talked about it. We talked, me and my brothers, we always talked about playing together in the next level. But my brother just said, just do what's best for you in the next 3 to 4 years.
Does it make it easier to have a brother that goes there? I know Panay speaks very highly of his experience so far in Eugene and with the coaching staff and at Oregon. Does it help to know when you have an older brother there and he says, yeah, man, it really is a good experience. I really do enjoy it. The recruiting pitch is real here. Does that help at all? Or does it almost add pressure that you have a brother that maybe wants you to join him?
Definitely not a pressure, to be honest. I mean, it would be good to have a brother there because you have someone to rely on when everything goes bad and not the way you want it, and you have someone to rely on over there. So, yeah, it would be a good thing to have my brother over there if I go.
Who's the coach at Oregon you're the closest to at this point? What's that relationship like?
Coach Cristobal. He's like a second father figure to me because he takes care of my brother, Panay, and just seeing their relationship is just – is this something I want with a coach?
I don't want to put you on the spot, but who else stands out to you? Not asking you to name a top five, top six, top seven, anything like that, but who are some of the schools that stand out to you right now that you really like?
Uh oh.
Too many? Is it too many to mention at this
point? Yeah, that's too many. Yeah.
Alabama's offered, Clemson's offered. You've got a ton of offers. What does it mean to you to have the opportunity that you have in front of you, where so many schools in so many different parts of the country are looking at you and really want you to be a part of what they're building at their programs?
I'm just really blessed to have the opportunity to go and show my talents to these schools and just have the opportunity. I mean, most kids don't have the opportunity, and just blessed that I get to have the opportunity to go and play.
When you're a Sewell brother, everybody expects that you're going to play college football. When you're the little brother, was there pressure growing up to be a big time athlete, or did you just kind of pal around your brothers and it happened for you naturally? Obviously, a lot of expectation with the last name you've got on the back of your jersey.
A little bit of some expectations. I mean, all my brothers balled out, and they just casted a shadow over the Nets. And I'm still trying to get out of Panay's because he casted a pretty big shadow for me. I mean, he really set the bar. I'm just trying to see what I can do on my own.
So is that extra motivation? I mean, when you have a brother like Panay who projects now at this point as an early NFL draft pick, is that extra time at the gym? Is that I'm going to put in an extra few reps? Or is it the other way where it's sometimes is a little discouraging, like I'd like to do something else or be my own person?
A little bit of both. I mean, the personal side is just do a little bit of things differently that he did. I mean, and it's just me personally just getting extra reps in, extra lifts, just trying to get better.
We're talking to Noah Sewell, the number two inside linebacker in the country, a consensus four-star prospect right now, but everyone seems to agree you're right on the bubble of a fifth star. When do you want to make a decision? Do you feel like it's getting close, or do you feel like you want to take five official visits in the fall and you'll sign in December? Do you want to sign in February? Where are you at in terms of your thought process with your recruitment?
I definitely want to take five visits before I make my decision, just to make sure what I want.
Now, there are people making a lot of the fact that you wore a dog tag with Oregon on it during the Rivals five-star challenge. I know you're close with Oregon. Should Oregon fans read anything into that at all, or is that just you had to wear some Oregon swag when you're showing out?
Oh, no. So, first off, everyone thinks it's the Oregon tag, but it's really my high school, Orem High School dog tag.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
I got from my head coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got some evaluations on you here, and I'm going to read them to you, and I want you to respond if you're willing. 24/7, Sewell has been hard to peg. Is he a 266-pound linebacker? Is he a future three technique? Perhaps he's actually athletic enough to be either one or something in between. What is clear is that Sewell is one of the best football players in this class, and the more we see him, the more we like him. Rivals, man, he's a tough one to evaluate because he's so good at his current size, which is 271 pounds. But you wonder how big he'll be in a few years. He gained 20 pounds since our regional camp a few months ago, and you wonder if it'll end up being a 300-pound defensive tackle. Everyone agrees you're a big-time talent. What do you say to people who say it's possible that you end up being a 285-pound, 300-pound defensive lineman? Are you willing to do that, or is that just out of the question? You're a linebacker.
That's out of the question. I'm a linebacker by heart. I mean, no disrespect to anybody, but what people don't know is, I'm still trying to go down. I'm dropping down weight. Actually, I just dropped down to 260. But then what people don't know is once I go to a college, they're gonna get me straight because they always have a meal plan for you. You have to follow that meal plan. I'm just trying to be a solid 250 linebacker, and that's what my goal is, and that's where I want to be.
One of the things I've heard about you when people describe you is that you have a linebacker's mentality, and that is something that translates, where you just like getting your nose in there, you like getting a running start and blowing up a running back or going after a quarterback or even dropping back into coverage. When you hear yourself described as a player with a linebacker's mentality, what does that mean to you on the field? What do you think people are subscribing to you as a football player when they describe you that way?
First, you got to be a leader, to be honest. You're basically the quarterback of the defense. The whole defense relies on you, and you just got to he's got to step up and take charge because everyone looks to the linebacker on defense because that's the rock and heart and soul of the whole defense. So if the linebacker, if you're not having a good game and you're just throwing a fit, that attitude, and then everybody has an attitude. So me and my dad said that linebacker mentality, you just got to be strong. Can't let those little mistakes get to you. And you just got to play ball.
Recruiting is so year-round now and so constant. I imagine you get bombarded quite a bit. Have you had any unique recruiting approaches? Have you had anybody send you a piece of mail or send you an edit or contact you and say anything to you that really stood out as very different, whether it's funny or really stood out as particularly interesting from any school?
No, not really. It's just my relationship with coaches. We already have inside jokes. So like I get a few texts here and there about how everything is. It's just, there's nothing really different.
Well, we'll end it on this. Do you have any, you talked about 5 official visits. Do you know any schools that are going to get one or any schools for sure that you're going to check out on a game day?
I have 3 already locked in. That's Oregon, Texas A&M, and Georgia.
Perfect, man. Noah Sewell, I think you deserve to be a 5-star. I talked to different scouts all over the West Coast, all over the country, and somebody told me about 6 months ago that you were one of the top 5 players in the country. So there's people that definitely believe that you're a big-time talent. We certainly saw it at the Rivals 5-Star Challenge. Congratulations.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.